No, just sorting some stuff out.
Tasker crew. How many? As many as you have.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Time for this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film John Wick.
Every now and then, a pretty terrific movie with a well-established star will slip just under the radar and fail to tear up the box office. So occasionally, I'd like to throw a little light on something you may have missed in the theaters so you can catch up at home. John Wick, starring the now 50-year-old Keanu Reeves, deserved to be a bigger success after a modest multiplex run late last year. It's an action potboiler containing one of Mr. Reeves' best performances after years of mediocrity for Keanu. John Wick is a retired mob hitman forced back into action after tragically losing his wife to illness and later having a Russian gangster rob his house, steal his vintage 1969 Mustang, and kill his dog. Big mistake, as he soon finds out that John Wick is one of the most feared killers in the country, known as the Boogeyman. And after a stratospheric body count, thousands of rounds of ammunition, and a style and pace that rivals the best classics from Michael Mann and John Woo, we find out why. John Wick is sleek, elegant, and if occasionally convoluted in its plotline, it moves so briskly you'll barely notice. You probably missed it in theater, so be sure to rectify that now. Ed, back over to you.
Thanks, Mark, and don't forget to check out Mark's great website, all of his long-form reviews at reviewedbymarkleonard.wordpress.com, and Mark will be back next week. Did you know that America has more self-storage facilities than McDonald's locations? Just think about that. Now, you know McDonald's, they're ubiquitous. They're all over the place. Those golden arches, every, few miles down the road, there it is. Go in and enjoy a nice piping hot Big Mac. Well, think about how many self-storage facilities there are. Now, this is a relatively new phenomenon in this country. If you grew up in the 70s and the 80s like I did, you didn't see all of these self-storage facilities. But we all have this stuff. There we have stuff for our stuff. And before this evolves into a George Carlin routine, it's true. We all have too much stuff. Think about it. We have these television shows now, Hoarders, where we feature people who are just abject slobs who cannot get rid of any of their stuff. I'm not just talking about clothes you wore back in the 90s. I'm talking about pizza boxes that you still have from the 1980s. But that's a whole other story for a different day. But it's quite amazing that it turns out the only thing Americans may love more than those Big Macs is hoarding. There are more self-storage facilities in America than there are McDonald's restaurants. This according to a recent report from the commercial real estate publication RE Journals. There were 48,500 self-storage facilities in America at the end of 2014, compared to a mere 14,350 McDonald's restaurants, which means we have more stuff to store than room in our stomachs for Big Macs. For the record, there were just 11,962 Starbucks back in 2014, making the number of self-storage spots larger than McDonald's and Starbucks locations combined. Wow. It's no surprise if you think about it. Americans are documented on television, as we just mentioned, for their hoarding tendencies, and sleek new self-storage startups are only making it easier to squirrel away our belongings. But what's astonishing is the sheer amount of space devoted to self-storage. There is an average of 21 feet of self-storage space available for every American household, this according to the Self-Storage Association. Wow. So for you right now, somewhere in this great, vast, 50 nifty United States, there is 21 feet of nothingness, of empty space on a cement floor, and a dimly lit warehouse where you can put your stuff. This is really amazing when you think about it. Do you rent a self-storage facility? I used to. I no longer do. It's got to be such an easy business to run. Think about the low overhead. What do you have? A very quickly constructed warehouse, just four giant sheet metal walls and a roof, limited lighting inside, a couple of concrete slab floors, and dividers and sheet metal and roll up and down doors, and you provide your own lock. And people put all kinds of stuff in there. Yeah, you could store collectibles, you can store your garbage. Some people I know store things from loved ones who have passed on, and they just don't have the willpower to be able to throw the stuff out. But it's amazing. And think of the money that this place is making, all of these places. My in-laws have one, and they spend, I think, about almost $200 a month for this. And I think theirs is, 10 feet by maybe 7 feet deep? So for, 70 square feet, you're going to pay close to $200 a month? for nothing, for just space. Because you can't get rid of all your stuff. Maybe we're buying too much stuff. We live in one of the most over-commercialized, consumer-driven economies in the world. Yeah, you have one. But you don't, that one's no good anymore. So go buy a new one and take the old one and stick it in storage and pay to keep it there. We keep buying and we keep storing and we look dopier every day. Stay with us. Lisa Ritchie is coming up next. This week we have a very special edition of Fit in a Minute. Lisa will join me and we will talk about some of the fitness trends and we'll just get an overall lay of the land when it comes to all things fitness. Lisa is coming up next. This is America Weekend and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This flashy outfielder made 13 stops in a 25-year career, including four separate stints in Oakland. He's a 10-time All-Star who holds career records for stolen bases, runs scored, and leadoff home runs.
And Ricky goes, a pitch ticket, he's going to have it. He does! Ricky Henderson, no contest, steals third base.
So where is Ricky Henderson now? The New York Mets hired Ricky as a coach in 2006 and helped Jose Reyes at the plate and on the base pass. The following year, the Mets promoted Ricky to first base coach. Ricky was elected to the Hall of Fame in 2009, receiving almost 95% of the vote.
I am now in the class of the greatest players of all time.
Ricky Henderson, still stealing the spotlight. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
It's fast, it's furious, it's totally bonkers, so buckle up because Furious 7 is a hell of a ride. I'm in.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers, Age of Ultron. See it in theaters May 1st.
Think green. Harrison with you. Even the Air Force in Utah is experimenting now with greener approaches to its problems. The groundwater underneath the base contains the carcinogen trichloroethene, or TCE. The Utah base's contamination is so bad that the area has been an EPA Superfund site since 1987. Turns out simple iron can neutralize TCE in water, so the Air Force is now grinding piles of their old iron-cased dummy bombs into small chips to bury in the groundwater. They'll drill 56 feet into the earth and fill the holes with the bomb shrapnel. Now, as TCE-laden water seeps through the iron shrapnel, a chemical reaction is expected to theoretically strip the TCE from underground water. This, of course, is the first time that dummy bombs have ever been enlisted to clean up the environment and could serve as a model for other Defense Department cleanup efforts.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.